Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see.
That's Jackie Wilson bringing it back. 7:30 hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Have a great visit with our good friend Gene Grossman, Dr. Gene Grossman, PresidentLincoln.com, author of The Words Lincoln Lived By. It's still one of my favorite books. I wish you could see my copy. It's literally almost destroyed, dog-eared. Gene told me he was going to quote something from his book, and I finished his sentence when he was reading it to me off its yellow marks and stickers sticking out of it. The Words Lincoln Lived By, folks. I promise you, you'll thank me later. Buy two, you're going to want to give one away. Gene, thanks again for being here. We're talking about compromise, what Lincoln taught us about compromise. I offered the concept of intellectual honesty being essential for compromise. What do you think?
Oh, I am so in agreement with that thought. There's
when you and I talk about it, we know what that means, and I'm not saying it's not intuitive, but it may not be a term that's in everyone's conversation all the time. Tell folks what we mean by that.
I'll give you an illustration that I gave off the air. John Portman, the great architect, gave me this quote, and I think it is an operational definition. He said, "I will change my opinion on a dime in the presence of new information."
Mm-hmm.
And so it is the willingness to change your opinion when the facts change. And so that's terribly important.
It's also, if you and I are discussing something, if you and I are at odds on, in general, on a topic, you like wheat bread and I like pumpernickel, you know, mm-hmm. whatever it might be. And everything, though, every element of my argument is not something that you disagree with. And so if we're intellectually honest, then when a topic comes up that's not wrong, we don't take issue with it. We say to each other, you know what, you're right about that. And that I don't feel like I've given the way the store just because I let you have something, because I agreed with something that you said. And I think that's what's missing in politics today. I would love it if somebody got one candidate with a gotcha and they ask another candidate on either party, what do you think about that? And they say, well, you know what? That could have happened to me. Why would I jump on him or her for that? That could have happened to me. I don't think that, you know, let's talk about something else. Why can't, that's intellectual honesty. Why can't we have more of that, Gene?
It's very difficult because we want to see ourselves as right. Let me give you another quote from Lincoln, and it's from The Words Lincoln Lived By. I have it there. It's a startling quote. He said, "Few things are wholly good or wholly wrong. Most are an inseparable compound of the two, so that our continual judgment is required in determining the preponderance between them." So every person has a mixture of ideas that are good and bad, and most every idea has a downside to it. So you have to decide what are the consequences. Is there more good than bad mm-hmm. in that idea?
And if you go in it with that, from that standpoint, you're making yourself open to the possibility that with more information, you will become more informed and you'll become more keen on that idea or less keen on that idea. You're open to the possibilities, right? And it's not that you're being wishy-washy or not true to your roots or whatever. You're just trying to be an honest person.
I do a good bit of executive consulting with CEOs, and one of the things that I work with them on is making a good decision, and what we often will do is pick some decision they're contemplating, like whether to fire some top executive. And so I ask them to put down all the good things that will happen if they do it and all the bad things that will happen if they do it. And there's always something on both sides. Mm-hmm. And then they have to weigh, is there more good than bad if I do that? Mm-hmm. And that's true of most everything that we have to make a choice about. Mm-hmm. Is there more good in it or bad?
One of my mentors said, when you're taking on something like what you just talked about, you got to ask yourself, have I got a fighting chance or just a chance to fight? That's another way to think about it. Hey, Gene, I got to wrap it up. PresidentLincoln.com, mm-hmm. right? That's the website.
Yes, and if they will go to PresidentLincoln.com and say they'd like to get my free newsletter, I'll give them a complimentary subscription to it.
That's the Achievement Digest, folks. You don't want to be without that. Hey, Gene, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Always a pleasure.
Gene Griceman, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blessingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.